this morning. Here we go. And it is Christmas, right? Say amen. Come on, let's talk about it. The journey of Mary and Joseph. Call this little series Journey of Joy, but it's the journey today of Mary and Joseph. Don't know how far we'll make it. Let's go. Let's see what we can find. We're going to go to the Bible this morning. Luke, also Matthew. If you want to look at the story of Jesus, it's Luke and it's Matthew. Can you say that with me? The story of Christ's birth is what? Luke and it's Matthew. Mark covers a little different area. Of course, John, you know how John starts. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was with God and all that. In the beginning with God. Remember all that? That's how it starts. It's different. It's different than Matthew and it's different than Luke. Those two give us real insight into the birth of Christ. So we'll look at a couple of those today. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, a spouse, to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was, say it with me, Mary. Right in the Bible. We didn't make this stuff up. It's right in your Bible. Okay? The virgin part. Y'all didn't just make that up to be sensational, did you? No, it's right in the Bible. Okay? It's a miracle. Beautiful. The whole story of Christ. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. So the angel speaking to Mary. Keep rolling. We're looking. We're getting somewhere. So say that with me at the top. Mary was what? That'd be normal. That's an understatement. Amen. It's funny. There's still people today that come up to me occasionally and tell me, oh, somebody spoke to me, angel spoke to me or something. But I tell you, I'll know an angel spoke to you sometime when you come to me and you're all white. Mary was troubled. You know what I'm saying? Come on. This was totally abnormal, really. For 400 years, there had not even been a prophet speaking. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there had been a great period of silence. And this was an incredible thing that happened. Mary was troubled. She had heard about stuff like this happening, probably. No doubt about it. She read her Bible, read the Torah, the Old Testament. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. She was cast in her mind. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like of the salutation that this should be. So Mary was troubled. And the angel Gabriel said, what did he say? Walking through the story. The angel said unto her, fear not, you have found favor with God. Okay? And behold, thou shalt conceive in your womb. You shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name, say it with me, Jesus, not Joseph. Not after your daddy somewhere. No, no. Call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. Now, last week we looked at John the Baptist. John the Baptist was not the Son of the Highest. The Bible specifically calls John the Baptist the blank of the Highest. Do you remember what it was? The Prophet of the Highest. Exactly. Jesus is called the who? Son of the Highest. We don't worship John the Baptist, do we? Say, we worship Jesus. Okay? The Son, the only begotten Son of God. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So this is what the angel said to Mary. Okay? So Mary was troubled. Mary was what? Say that with me. Mary was confused. Why is she confused? Well, she's probably about 15. Okay? If you need an image here, just sort of imagine, you know, a girl about the age of Nick. Okay? It's incredible. She's confused. What's she confused about? Here's the thing. She's confused, but she's pretty bright. Here we go. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? All right? She knew stuff, didn't she? Somebody talked to her about stuff. because she understood, hello, how's this going to happen? That's a great question. She's confused. We'd all be confused. Keep looking. The angel Gabriel kept answering the questions. I love the fact that the angel Gabriel, when you read this passage through, just deals real tenderly with Mary. Now, did he deal as tender with Zacharias? Yes or no? Oh, no. John the Baptist, daddy? Huh-uh. When John the Baptist, daddy, you know, how can this all be? Woo! He just jumped on him a little, didn't he? You know, said, you're just not going to speak at all until after your son is born. You're going to wish you could talk. You're going to wish you listened to us. But not so with Mary. And this is sort of me, obviously it's me talking up here this morning, but that's how I see it. He's tender with her. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing that's going to be born of you shall be called, say it with me, the Son of God. I know some of you might come here and wonder, why do I make such a big deal about Jesus? He's the only begotten Son of God. Period. He's the only way to God the Father. Some of you have questions like, what about all these other religions? What about their good people? Let me tell you something, friend. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's why we make such a big deal out of this, because people, if they put their faith in any other person other than Jesus Christ, will perish. And it sounds like I'm not very, what's the word? I'm what? I'm not politically correct or religiously correct when I speak like this. Friend, that's the Bible. The problem many of you have, if you don't understand it, is because you don't know the Bible. Excuse me. When you start to read the Bible, is it on the screen this morning? Say, on the sheet, say. This is the Word of God right here on the sheet today. It's amazing. When you let God be true and every man a liar, Romans 3, verses 3 and 4. When you let God be true and every man a liar, it's amazing how much in your life, all this mess going on in your head can be put to rest. God wants you to rest in Him. Amen? He went through great detail to tell us about how His Son came. And so many of us spend so much time trying to figure out how it should be another way. It's crazy. It's a total waste of time. And it's dishonoring to God. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith it's impossible to please God. For we must believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. He will reward us when we put our faith in Him. Y'all hearing me this morning? Okay. And you know what? The angel even goes on a little further with Mary. And he says, and by the way, you know your old cousin. Your really, 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 really old cousin. We talked about her last week. The ancient cousin that you have. She has conceived a child. And I just see God helping Mary, being tender to her. She's conceived in her old age. And by the way, she's 6 months pregnant. Of whom, who was called what? The word is sterile. You know your old, 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 old cousin who was sterile, 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 sterile. She's pregnant, 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 pregnant. We can pull this off. We can do this. Calm down. Love this. Love this verse. Say it with me. For with God nothing shall be impossible. So often we don't believe things are possible in our life because we disbelieve God's Word. If you're spending most of your life trying to figure out, what about all religions? What about the person here? What about this? And what about the good people? And what about all that? And what about evolution? And what about... No wonder when you come up against situations and struggles, you have no faith and you just don't think God can do it. I wish you'd take God at His Word. I wish you'd let God be true and everybody else a liar when they argue with the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying be ugly to people, but in your own heart. That'd be a great gift to give God this Christmas. God, I'm going to give you my belief. I'm going to quit being that person that always argued with you, or always second-guessed, or always questioned because I know that's displeasing to you. I want to give you. Now, he'll answer your questions, but it's going to take you opening up the book and comparing Scripture with Scripture, and you'll see it'll turn out fine. I know I'm beating a horse here, but I think it's good to beat it. Here we go. So Mary was troubled. Mary was confused. The angel took special time with Mary. Mary was what? Say it with me. Willing. Mary was willing. Mary said, "Behold the handmaid." What that word is? Yes, you could put the word deacon there. "Behold the servant of the Lord." Humble servant of the Lord. "Be it unto me according to your" what? Wouldn't it be a great gift to God for you to give Him this Christmas, say that to Him? "Behold your servant, Lord. Be it unto me according to your word." Whatever your word says, that's what I accept. "Be it unto me according to your word." Beautiful. And the angel departed from her. Mission accomplished. He spent the time, dealt with her certainly differently than he did Zacharias. Tenderly brought her to the place where she needed to be, a servant, and willing to let God's word be so. Amen? It's amazing what can happen. Wow, what happened? She was troubled. She was confused. She was what? Willing. It's amazing when you get to the willing. She was what? Encouraged. You're going to be crazy till you get to the place where God's word is true, you're His servant, where you say to Him, "I'm willing to serve you." You're going to let yourself go crazy, but you can have a better life here. You can have the life of encouragement. God wants to encourage you. Amen? That's a true promise. Does God want to encourage you and bless you? Do you believe that? I'm not saying He's going to make everybody rich. That's crazy. That's television talk on Christian TV. No. But God wants to bless you. God wants to prosper you. He wants to prosper you. He wants you to be blessed. I believe that with my whole heart. But you got to get to the place where you start to trust Him. You see His Word and you have confidence in Him and faith in Him and you're willing to serve Him. And look, He's encouraged. You'll be encouraged. What did Mary do? She heard the word of the angel, the word of the Lord. And she went to see if it was true. Amen? She either went to see if it was true, or she went because she knew it was true, and she went because she knew if she saw it, it would help her get through her mess. Amen? Yes? So that's what she does. She's young. She's just, you know, she's not great with child yet. She's able to make this five-day journey. Can you say 5 days? Five-day journey to the hill country of Judea. And she entered into the house of Zacharias and she saluted Elizabeth. Not really, they didn't do that, but anyway. You know, spoke with Elizabeth. And guess what? What did Elizabeth say to her? Elizabeth, man, she came out. She said, "My goodness, the mother of my Lord has come to see me." Wow, did you think that helped Mary? Yes or no? Boy, she knew that. And then she said these startling words. We saw it last week in our message. Elizabeth said, "When you gave me that salutation, my six-month-old baby John did what? Leaped for joy." Amen? So incredible. So she was encouraged by her cousin. She was encouraged by what she saw. She's certainly leaving there knowing, "I can make it. I can do this." But you know, there's a big issue going on. What's Joseph going to think? I mean, really, she ain't even going there yet. You know what I'm saying? She's just dealing with God and what she knows. And so she goes and gets her some encouragement. Now what does Mary do? So let's review. Mary was troubled. Mary was confused. How can this happen? Mary was willing to be that servant, to let God's word, let your word be true and every man a liar. If you said it, I'm going to trust that. Then Mary was encouraged. Wow. And now Mary worships. There is sort of an order, isn't there, say? I mean, we have a worship service, but we can't just come in here and turn something on. Oh, we can. We can have the band play, and I can get up here, and I can talk. But you know your own heart, and you know where you're at. We're not all on the same page. We're at different places. Where are you at up here on Mary's little chart today? But the whole point is, man, we want you to get to that place where you're willing and where you can be encouraged so you can worship. Amen? Y'all hearing the story of the message this morning? It's an old story, but trying to make it practical for us this morning. What did Mary say? And Mary said, say it with me, my soul doth magnify the Lord. What's the word magnify mean? It means this. It means to enlarge. Magnifying glass? Woo! My soul magnifies the Lord. Woo! To enlarge. To expand. Here's Gary language. To make God big! That's what Mary did. That's worship, man. Worship is when you make God big! Hope you didn't. I mean, it's all right, I believe, if you sing a song to your husband, your wife. I understand that. I think it's nice. Love songs. But it's sort of odd, isn't it? If you'd go around singing praise songs to anybody. Isn't that odd, say? But it's not odd at all on Sunday morning. We come in here and we sing praise songs, don't we? We worship God. It's not odd at all, man. This is good stuff. Why? We're making God big. Did you notice nobody sang about me this morning? Say, because I'm not that big. We didn't sing about you because you're not that what? Big. You know why we sing about Jesus, God's Son? You know what? He's the only begotten Son. He died on a cross. He rose from the dead. He's seated at God's hand right now making intercession for us. That is big. And we sing like that. But we still want to keep him in a box. If it gets too loud, if it gets too this, listen, it's because our God is really, 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 really little, and we like to just put him in our little box and keep him just like we like. Must drive him crazy. Amen? I don't know. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his servant. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Mary worshipped. She magnified the Lord. She made God big. Her spirit inside of her rejoiced. That's worship. That's what worship is. And worship is this. When you realize that God's a big God and he cares for you. Isn't that incredible? Say, you're big and you care for me. Boy, that's what I want you to see here at Fellowship. I want you to see when we worship God, when you come to this place, yeah, we got problems and we need to work on our problems. There's no doubt about that. But God loves you. God has regarded you. God cares for you. God's not willing that anybody should perish, but that everybody should come to repentance. Did you know he's that kind of God? Yes or no? Yeah, it's who he is, man. And Mary saw him that way. It's incredible. And then she saw, he really cares for me. He cares for me. And so she's going to do this thing. He came to me. He chose me. Can you say those three things? Can we make it personal? Can we put Jesus' name right up there first? Jesus cares for me. Jesus came to me. Jesus chose me. How does that make you feel? Now, if he's a little old God, big deal. If he's big God, big deal. Amen? Keep looking. So let's walk through again. What have we learned this morning? And this is as far as we're going to make it, Raj. Let's see if we can remember. Number one, Mary was troubled. Then Mary was confused. How can this happen? The angel dealt with her tenderly. He didn't strike her dumb. None of that mess, huh? Then Mary was what? Willing. The Bible says that you and I, if you'll confess with your mouth Jesus and you'll believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you're not willing to do that, you will not be saved. You've got to be willing. But I'm not a good person, or I'm not this, or I don't know this, or I don't know. He didn't ask you to do all that. Are you willing to believe in my son? Are you willing to do that? Then tell me that with your heart and mean it, and I'll take you the rest of the way. But you got to be willing. Amen? This thing wouldn't have come off if Mary wasn't willing, right? Yes or no? Okay? She's willing. And then Mary was what? Encouraged. I'll follow Jesus. I'll put my faith in Jesus, and he'll send me to Africa to be a missionary. We've heard this kind of mess our whole life. I'll trust Jesus, and he's going to make me miserable. No. If you're willing to trust Jesus, he's going to encourage you. It's called the Comforter. Is that what the Bible teaches? Yes or no? I'll send to you my Comforter, Encourager, the one that comes alongside of you. So she was encouraged. And then Mary did what? Mary worshiped. She started to say, man, you're a big God. And then Mary what? Say it with me. She had a spell. No, here we go. Mary, praise the Lord. What about, look at this. She's 15 maybe. She's praising God. Look at what she says. We're going to build us a list. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things. Praise God. Holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. My God is strong. Boy, she's doing something, ain't she? Come on, Mary. He scatters the proud in the imagination of their heart. He's put down the mighty from their seats. Look at this. Roman soldiers are all around her. Look at it. He exalts them of low degree. He chose somebody like me. Boy, she's praising the Lord. He hath filled the hungry with good things. And the rich, those that depend on their own riches and mess, he sent them away what? Empty. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He gives hope to Israel. Guess what? All hope isn't gone. We haven't heard from God from one of our prophets in about 400 years. But I'm telling you something right now. Hope is alive, baby. And he's growing inside of me. That's Mary talking. Amen? So Mary praised the Lord. And as she spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed forever. Also, another thing we could say that she said, God, you're forever. Amen? So Mary praised the Lord. Have you seen the progression this morning in the life of Mary? Yes or no? Can you somehow maybe take this story and see it in your life a little bit? Okay? If she's 15... Now, he ain't gonna have you go have a baby, all right? Jesus, that's done. But he wants to work in your life. And I think we can look at the way God worked with Mary, and we can see how he works with us. Pretty amazing, I think. Okay? Mary was troubled. Say it with me. Mary was confused. Mary was, hello, willing. Mary was what? Encouraged. Mary worshiped the Lord. Mary what? Did you get the message this morning? Amen. And we're on time today. Let's praise the Lord for his word. That was all his word on the screen this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Your word.